From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting.
Today's resolution includes the toughest and most comprehensive sanctions regime ever imposed by the Security Council.
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke after the United Nations Security Council unanimously voted Wednesday to impose a new round of targeted economic sanctions against North Korea. The sanctions are being imposed because of the North's September 9th nuclear test. The sanctions are aimed at reducing the North's ability to raise funds for its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. United Nations Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien urged nations with influence to do everything within their power to protect civilians in eastern Aleppo. O'Brien told an Emergency Security Council meeting Wednesday that the city is in danger of becoming one giant graveyard. A draft resolution has been submitted to the council calling for a 10-day truce in Aleppo and for the cessation of hostilities to be resumed across the rest of the country. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power supports the resolution and called on Russia to stop blocking it.
Unfortunate fact that the Security Council does not come together to answer the cries of the civilians that we have heard about again today because Russia, a permanent member, doesn't want to.
UN Syria envoy Stéphane de Mistura, addressing council members from Geneva, said almost 40% of the area previously held by opposition groups is now in the hands of government forces. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries agreed Wednesday to cut production in an effort to boost the price of petroleum. Iran's oil minister said the cartel will cut production by 1.2 million barrels a day, the first time it has curbed oil output since 2008. This is VOA News.